Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to take a journey through the cosmos? Are you ready to see the dimensional doorways to reality? The original video recorder that we call which shows you that you are a true reflection of the universe, and that the universe is you, and you are the universe. Are you ready? You know what they say, as above, so below. Are you ready to go? Alright, peace and blessings, family. This is your radio host, Nikki Love, a.k.a. Woonam, your spiritual guide. I know all is well. Not hope all is well, but I know all is well. I know y'all miss hearing me live, right? Anyway, family, I'm back, and tonight my brother, I think Henry, will be joining us tonight. Tonight is spiritually speaking, okay? As you know, spiritually speaking means that we're going to talk about topics and then we're going to spiritually see what we see with these topics, okay? See if they're true, See, if they're not true, you know what I mean. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to first talk about, okay, Russia and Trump and what's going on with that, y'all. You know, we got to go into it spiritually because, you know, you see all kind of stuff on the, you know, on the web and on the news about the Russians. I just want to share a little article first, okay? Now, as we share the article, then we'll get into what we spiritually see, not what physically seen on Google and on the web or on the news, but what we spiritually see, okay? Now, there's some good reasons to believe that Russians have something to do with the breaches and to email accounts belonging to members of the Democratic Party, which proved varyingly embarrassing or disruptive for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. But good doesn't necessarily mean good enough to indict Russia's head of state for sabotaging our democracy. There's a lot of evidence from the attack on the table, mostly detailing how the hack was perpetuated and possibly the language of the perpetuators. It certainly remains plausible that Russia's hacked the DNC and remains possible that Russia itself ordered it. But the refrain of Russian attribution has been repeated so regularly and so empathetically that it's become easy to forget that no one has ever truly proven the claim, okay? Now, they say there's strong evidence indicating that Democratic email accounts were breached via phishing messages and that specific malware was spread across DNC computers. There's even evidence that the attackers are the same group that's been spotted attacking other targets in the past. But again, no one has actually proven that group is the Russian government or works for it. This remains anonymous in the inductive leap that's not been reckoned with, and Americans deserve better. We should also bear in mind that private security firm CrowdStrike's frequently cited findings of Russia responsibility were essentially paid for by the DNC, which contracted its services in June. It's highly unusual for the evidence of a crime to be assembled on the victim's dime. And if we're going to blame the Russian government for disrupting our presidential election, easily construed as an act of war, we need to be damn sure of every single shred of evidence. Guesswork and assumption could be disastrous. Okay, that's enough of that, y'all. Now, I'm just reading that from, of course, Google, The Intercept, a site called The Intercept, okay? Check it out, TheIntercept.com, okay? Now, here, you know what we do? We spiritually see what, you know, we can see, you know, with our first eyes, okay? Now, honestly speaking, if you all remember when we talked about the presidential election, originally many of us seen that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. However, there was some bait and switch going on, okay? And a lot of this comes from, okay, their little master plan that they have behind all that we see. As I told you all when I did the Facebook Live video, illusion is just an illusion. Y'all remember that song? Right? Illusion. Now, when you can see into the depths of the soul, as I can, and even my brother Dinkeray, who's joining us tonight, what we are going to see is what is really going on. Now, this is for entertainment purposes only. Don't quote us. You know, I'm not going to say that, you know, my readings are always 100% accurate because there's times when it's not. I could say about 97.9% accurate, but at the end of the day, I can only tell you what spirit shows me. Now, according to this here and all of this that they're talking about with the Russian government attacking and doing whatever they did with the polls or whatever they're talking about, okay, honestly speaking, y'all, it's a whole bunch of crap. Now, the reason I say that, because if you all remember, not only did I do a Facebook Live video, I also did a show. And I told you all that I seen something that was strange going to come up. What was it? Hold on, Brother Dinkeray. Hold on. Let me get Brother Dinkeray on here. I forgot. I'm over here talking my butt off. Brother Dinkeray, what was it that I told you that I see. What was it that I talked about, Brother Nicaray? I see you now.
You just said that it wasn't over. It's something that was going to come up. That they was going to try to say that Trump didn't
win
the election.
We can barely hear you, Brother Nicaray. Can you speak louder?
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
You said that. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds like you're far away on a speakerphone.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, in the meantime, well, we're waiting for Brother Hathinkaray to get his phone
right.
Can you
hear me now?
There you go.
What about now? I can hear you clearly. You said that there was going to be something that was going to come up, and they were going to say that Trump didn't win, like it was going to be a big scandal behind this election, him winning.
Okay, so pretty much this is the beginning of the scandal. What you think? Because I know you can see well, Brother Nicaray. You can see well, too. So based off of what I'm hearing here, this is just the beginning. Now, the scandal is pretty much saying that the polls were hacked by the Russian government. But I'm just curious to what else do you see?
Nah, I just see this as all a plan to cause some kind of rift between the public and government even more, because the public doesn't already trust the government, and that distrust is growing. But Russia didn't have anything to do with him winning.
So do you think this has something to do with the fact that, you know how politics is? You know how there's always war? Do you think this has anything to do with implicating, or do you spiritually see that this has anything to do with them trying to cause chaos amongst China, amongst Russia, to put some type of war into play? You know what I mean? I just see some, chaos and maliciousness behind this whole, politics with, Trump and Hillary, and now they're saying they hacked, the Russians hacked. You know what I mean? I just see a whole bunch of kind of drama behind this here, to make us think something's getting ready to go. I don't know. Spiritually, I'm picking up bits and pieces of it, you know what I mean? And I'm just seeing, like, okay, what's your purpose here? Well, why are you blaming Russia, you know what I mean? I don't know. What do you see, Brother Dinkovay?
Well, they've been, with the whole thing with Russia, the U.S. and Russia and even China, Russia and China are somehow linked together. And I think the U.S. has been posturing like they want to do something to China and Russia, but they really don't, they really can't. But all of this is just a way to probably kind of ease that, because they know they really can't go to war with Russia or China right now. We can't afford it.
Really? Okay.
I don't think we can afford it.
Okay, all right. Well, I want to say peace and blessings to Andrew Westmoreland in the chat room and Activated All Mac, and we have a special guest and also Magic Moja. Peace and blessings, family. And feel free to put your comments in the chat. You can put your 2 cents in the chat, and we'll read it on air, okay? So, if that's the case, why, what's all this nonsense, that we're seeing on the news with all of this, Russia now, and Trump with his big mouth. And, one of the things I did notice, right, if you all pay attention to the news, they keep reiterating, and pay attention, you all, when you listen to the news, president-elect. They keep saying president-elect has done this, president-elect has done that. And I don't think it's just because he hasn't sworn in yet and Obama's still president. I think is because they're trying to send you a subliminal message that he's just a president-elect. So when it's all said and done, And it all goes down, and, you know, we see that, you know, according to what they're saying with the scandal now that he, you know, the polls were hacked or whatever, they're going to say, well, you know, pretty much he wasn't the president in the first place. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just see some, you know, some game and drama behind these politics. That's what I see.
Yeah.
You know, I'm... Go ahead, Brother Dinkeray.
That's why they call it politrick, because they always up to something, always pulling the wool over people's eyes, making you think something that is not. And a lot of the American people are mostly dumb because they believe anything that's on the news. And a lot of American people are waking up, but a lot of American people are still asleep.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, we're going to move past that topic. My final vision for tonight on Spiritually Speaking is that Russia did not hack the polls and that this is all an illusion and it's all to keep you engaged in the illusion of whatever they're doing behind closed doors. So I'm going to leave it at that. That's what I have to say about that topic. So I'm going to move on to the next topic, okay? Weather. Now, have you all noticed how crazy the weather has been? Because yesterday here in Georgia, it was 67 degrees. Now, how many degrees is it today, Brother Dinkeray? It's like,
It feels like it's in the low 50s.
The low 50s, maybe the late 40s. But let me tell y'all what I've seen and what Spirit told me and what I spiritually seen. Let me make that clear, what I spiritually seen. I was riding out on Friday, and I look up at the sky, and I'm seeing all these, you know, what they call chemtrails, so-called chemtrails, you know what I mean? Now, you all know I got a very deep connection with nature, a real deep connection with nature. Nature speaks to me. The elements speak to me, right? So I'm looking up at the sky. I see all these lines across the sky. That's Friday. Saturday is warm. It's 67 degrees. It's humid, right? So I sat outside for a minute, and I said, you know what? I said, great mother, speak to me. I said, speak to me. Tell me what's going on. So what I seen was a spiritual war between nature and man, okay? Now, what Spirit showed me, and I don't know if it's been like that in many of you all cities because everybody's in different places, but if you all have, if you pay attention, some places it's cold and one day it's hot. But I told you all a long time ago, a couple of years ago, maybe more than a couple of years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I told you all we will not know winter from summer, right? Then I told you last year at the beginning of the predictions I did for every year, January, we do New Year predictions. I told you all that I was going to see, I mean, that we were going to see a very, very rough year with weather, right? I told you that. But the funniest thing is, Spirit gave me yesterday, Spirit says, you know what? There's a spiritual war. The Great Mother's mad. Nature's mad. So what I've seen is I've seen that they're doing something to manipulate the forces of nature, the weather. This is what I see spiritually. And then I've seen the Great Mother rise up and nature say, oh, hell no. You're not going to do this. Because I'm going to have to show you who's in real control. So right now what I see spiritually is that we're having, there's a war between man and nature and with the weather, and that they're doing things to manipulate the weather, okay, for whatever damn reason they think they could do it. However, in this day and time, in this transformation, in this supercharged energy, mother, great mother said, oh, hell no, enough is enough. You're killing my trees. You're making my animals suffer. Do you think that you're going to confuse my my species down here? So Great Mother says, I'm going to show you something. So I think the act that we seen yesterday of the warm weather is really what it's supposed to be now. But because it's Christmas and they're so used to, man is so used to Christmas actually being cold and snow. And when you wake up, there's snow on the ground. You know how they do. They try to manipulate the weather to make it what's the song? Merry Christmas, Snowy White Christmas, whatever that song was that,
they're trying to get people in the mood to spend money also. to get them in the Christmas spirit, too.
Well, wait a minute. Activated All Mac in the chat room says, it snowed in Hawaii a few weeks ago. Are you serious? I didn't hear about that. It has snow in Hawaii. Uh-huh. See, they're doing too much. And as I always say, family, they're doing will be their very own undoing. But what Spirit showed me, again, I have a very deep connection with nature. And the truth of the matter is that this year, this time, nature's saying, hell no. So now what we're going to see, we don't only have a physical warfare going on. We got a spiritual warfare going on between the elements and between man. And these people are losing their goddamn mind. And the great mother's saying, you know what? We get ready to fight back, and y'all, we ain't seen nothing yet. Don't say I didn't tell you, so mark my words. We ain't seen nothing yet. Magic Mojo in the chat room says we had a very bizarre ice storm in Saturday morning in Maryland. Today it was the 60s. You see what I'm saying? So what Spirit showed me is that the now nature's fighting back. So I'm going to tell y'all like this. Get prepared. And make sure you stock up on your herbs. You know, that fight viruses because people are going to be getting sick. You know what I mean? Because the weather's going to get cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot. And that's a war between the elements and man. But man will not win this war. And, so, you know, if we also look at history and look at what happened in history, you had the Ice Age, you had the Age of the Flood, you know what I mean? That shows you right there that the elements and nature saying, look here. We gave you all a chance. We told you to stop, but you didn't want to listen. And my suggestion, y'all, Brother Digway, y'all going to laugh at me, is that y'all better get out there and start talking to them elements and be on the side of nature and pray. You better bow down and pray for human, because human don't understand the power of nature and these elements. And if I was human, I would be definitely afraid of nature and the elements, because at any given time, you could walk outside in a thunderstorm and get struck by lightning and die. You understand? You can freeze to death. You can, you know, have a drought and be without water. So if the great mother says, hey, I'm going to take away my elements, or you know what I mean, you're going to be SOL. You're going to be shit out of luck. Now, Brother Dinkley, I just want to know what you see, because I see a spiritual war between man and nature. What do you see?
Yeah, I see that they're going to lose a battle, but man has never defeated nature. But that's something they always try to tell you when they man versus nature, man versus wild. Man is never going to win against nature, because at any given moment, nature can always make it a little bit harder to survive in it, you know, always. So you never know.
Well, you know.
All you can do is try to prepare for what's to come, but, you know. I think that's a European thing.
What the great mother told me is that for all the spiritualists that are into the, you know, spirituality, whether you call yourself a Wiccan, whether you call yourself a priest or priestess or a Babalawa or whatever you want to call yourself, y'all better use that power and that magic to embrace the elements and, you know, be on the side of the elements so they can stop it, because otherwise we all going to suffer under this paradigm, because they think they have the tools to do what they do. You know what I mean? Now,
man, that's a fact.
I didn't know there was an ice storm in Maryland, but we had one here years ago in Atlanta. It had to be about maybe 3 years ago. We had an ice storm. I knew that it wasn't normal. For the simple fact, when you're interconnected with the elements, like I am, the water, air, fire, earth, you know the difference, okay? And what's crazy about it is that for 2 days we had an ice storm, everything was ice. And then the second day, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, me and my daughter's riding around to try to go get batteries. And we went to a store, it only took us about an hour, because, you know, we had to ride on the ice. And guess what? The sun was shining. By the time we got back to the house, it was melted. That's not nature. Okay? And Jaywood and Chapman says, I remember there was snow that burned. Yeah, we actually did. Me and my daughter tried to burn the snow, and it wouldn't burn. The ice, it wouldn't burn. And it smelled like there was some kind of chemical in it, okay, which was crazy. Now, Andrew said it was 75 in Virginia today. See what I'm saying? But see, the forces that's bringing about the heat are the forces of nature. Now, Activated OMAC says the poles are shifting. Activated OMAC, I want you to get a little bit deep into that for me. Tell me what you mean the poles are shifting. Explain it to the people. Okay? Now, all right, family, because we're only doing an hour tonight. I want to get on to the frequency. And what led this topic is my brother Wawa in the chat room. Wawa, do you want to come on and tell your story? Because I actually watched your video just about an hour ago, and I noticed you tagged me. I guess you wanted to know what was going on. So I would love for you to call in and press 1 on your keypad so you can tell people the story so we can all, and I already know what it is, but I just want to get Brother Dinkray's spiritual seeing eye in, and I want to see what people are going to say or what their thoughts are, okay? Press 1 on your keypad, Brother Wawa, so I can open up your line, if you're on the line. Okay, there you go. All right, peace and blessings. How are you?
Hi, Miss Nikki. How are you?
I'm great.
How you doing,
Brother
Wawa?
So tell me about your experience today.
That was new for me. I had taken a nap. I want to say it was about 6:30. I was probably laid down for about 30 minutes. I was half awake, half asleep. Didn't fully fall asleep yet. But I was in a dream state. I remember the dream. I was in some room laying on a bed. That was not familiar to me. And I was just thinking about politics and things that were happening in the world, not any really strong emotions connected to it at all. And then all of a sudden, I heard this really intense sound. It sounded like the closest thing I could probably describe it as something similar to binaural beats, but
mm-hmm.
It was very intense, very loud, and it was layers upon layers of frequencies, high frequencies, low frequencies. I couldn't even really say how many, but it was more than 5 at least. And the sound penetrated my entire body, and it was incredibly painful. I've never felt pain like that in my life. I felt full body pain from head to toe. All my muscles were intense pain. Everything, eyeballs, teeth were hurting. Everything was hurting all at once. And it wasn't just like a dream pain. This was like real waking pain. And I was also experiencing sleep paralysis at the same time. And I had never experienced pain with sleep paralysis. It'd usually be that kind of feeling of some sort of dark force was trying to do something to you, then there'd be panic. But this was just a sound, really intense sound, and then pain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well,
yeah.
What I see is you was getting a download. Spiritually, you're probably going through another transformation, and it's time for you to get more in tune with nature and doing more good spiritual work. I don't know what you do spiritually, but you need to get more in tune with nature than you are, and you're getting a download. And I think what I'm seeing is that there's communication going on between you and the spirit world. So I don't know if you've been asking for this, but this is what you're getting.
I ask for a lot. I don't know. It just felt incredibly random. I was trying to, like, figure it out rationally. Like, I have no rational answer. I can't use science, traditional science, because I've never heard of anything like this. When I was looking around, I could never find anything that would describe what I experienced. So I'm definitely classifying this as a spiritual encounter, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Virtual.
Now let me. I want to see something. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
All right. I want to see. Tell me if this is the sound that you heard. Hold on. Not it. Let me get this. This is it. You hear that tone behind that?
I do.
Huh?
I do hear it. It was more intense than that. It was not very musical at all. It was just like, from my perception, it was a jumbling of multiple different things all at once.
I'm looking at what hertz I believe it is, but I'm trying to get it without the tones. Hold on for a second. Let me just see if I can get it without the tones. Hold on. Okay, they're giving us the same one. Let me find one without the tones. Because they're trying to do a little bit goddamn extra nonsense here. We don't want no music. You said it was a little deeper than that?
It was high pitch, low pitch, everything in between. And it was definitely multiple layers. Like, again, I can't say a number, but I would say at least like five overlapping.
So do you think it was like a 528 hertz?
I'm going to be honest, I have no idea. I have no idea. It was just really, really, really intense.
Okay, and you said your muscles were hurting, right?
Everything. I could feel it all the way into my bones. And it felt like...
And you also said
your
teeth were hurting, right?
Yes. It felt like my entire body was vibrating very intensely.
So you felt like a vibration in your body?
Yes.
It sounds like, okay, that you were getting what we call one of the awakenings. Frequencies downloaded into your DNA, okay? And what's interesting about this is that it can be painful sometimes. I don't know if you remember me doing a show on DNA reactivation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what Spirit showed me is that they're working on your cells. I mean, you know, that transformation, like Brother Adinkovic just said, okay? And in the next couple of days, you're going to see some things. You're gonna experience some more things. It's not going to be as painful as what you felt, okay?
I hope not. That was not fun.
What's interesting about it is that this is the beginning of your transformation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the transformation with the DNA reactivation. Okay? Interesting. Let me ask you a question, Wawa. Do you drink a lot of water?
I try to, yes. But... More recently, I've been drinking quite a bit of water. I always feel thirsty. Thirsty right now, actually.
Okay. You said you always feel thirsty?
Yeah, constantly drinking water.
Okay. Okay. All right. Because actually, through the water, there's being vibration sent. You know your body's water, right?
Yes, of course.
Because I know a lot of people saying they feel more thirsty as well. Okay? I noticed somebody on your webpage said something about epilepsy, but you wouldn't remember if you had an epileptic fit, okay?
No, that was definitely not anything like that.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Again, what Spirit is showing me is that you are experiencing, like Brother Adinkaray said, you're experiencing DNA reactivation, so this is part of your transformation that you're going through. And I also see, too, that you have been asking, it looks like you've been asking for more power. Are you asking for more power to do ritual work or something like that?
Yeah.
Say it again. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Yeah. No, I definitely have been. I feel like I've reached a plateau, and I would like to be able to do more positive work in the world.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Because Spirit clearly showed me that you want more power. It's sort of like you're looking for some superpowers, are you?
Yeah. And I have always had reservations. I don't know what the limits are in this realm, in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And, with great power comes great responsibility, right? So I've always been kind of trying to make sure if I do gain something, I need to be very careful on how I use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm ready for the next step, something a little bit more.
Okay. Well, the thing about it is that, and I know that, because Spirit is showing me clearly that that's what you want. You want more. You want, like, superpower like you see on TV. The truth of the matter is that we have that power, but it's not going to be given to us right away. Even with me, certain things that I can do with the elements, things I can do with my, you know, spiritual gifts of being able to heal or do many things, I know that there's more that they have to give me because they told me so, but they're not going to give it to me just yet, okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's happening in your case. In your case, what's taking place is that you're asking and you're wanting these baths. So what they're doing is they're slowly but surely giving you, information or downloading information in your DNA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, Activated Almec in the chat room says you have to earn those powers. And it's the same thing Brother Thinkeray just said. That pretty much, you know, it's sort of like you have to do more positive. What did you say, Brother Hathinkaray? About more positive work, right?
Yes.
Well, in order to get those powers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to speak from a spiritual standpoint of view of dealing with high level, or what we call high level magic, where it's sort of like, you know, if you have a gift, your gift can be enhanced if you are doing what's righteous with your gift. You know what I mean? And that's not to say that you're doing unrighteous works, okay? It's just saying that, like Brother Activated Almec said, you have to earn that. So when you do what's righteous with your gift, you will gain that, you know, power that you seek. But let's make no mistake about it, family, the power already is within us. And we have to remember, as I told you all in the beginning, that we are going to go through a DNA reactivation because at one time we did use all of our DNA. And this is information that the ancients gave me. You know what I mean? The ancient ancestors. And what we have to understand is that it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take years for us to get to that superpower status. Is it in us? Yes, it is. Will it be unleashed right away? No, it won't. Okay? So you know, slowly but surely, and what Spirit showed me a couple of years ago, and if you all remember the show, I told you Spirit showed me that we two strands of DNA will be reactivated every couple of years. So pretty much a strand a year, where your DNA will be encrypted with the information, and not even encrypted, will be reactivated and have access to that information. And it ties right into all of the stuff that we see all over the web and all over YouTube about, you know, the higher consciousness and the importance of us going through awakening stage. It ties all into that, okay? But for those who don't believe, believe, because it's real, okay? It's very, very real. So many of us that are actually looking and seeking, we shall find. And now we're in a time, and it's working in conjunction with the super moons, with the, you know, the blood moons, and, you know, the transformation of the earth. It's working right in, you know, together with all of that. For the ones who are seeking, they're finding quicker, and there's a lot that's coming to us. Again, some may think this is crazy, but I say it's beyond your comprehension. But it's happening to a lot of us who are seeking that now because we have work to do. So I don't foresee that you had, epileptic fit at all. You know what I mean? No. Because a lot
no.
of times, you know, my dad had it. You wouldn't remember if you had epileptic fit. You wouldn't remember a doggone thing. Trust me. Okay? Also, too, something would have happened because you were consciously aware of what was happening. You remember, you can feel the pain. So, no, you know what I mean?
Right.
And also, too, you know, like I told you on your webpage, I know who it is, but I cannot say who it is. Okay? But the thing about it is that the way that they worked on you, your body, you know, the astral planning, your soul or your car, your energy was not in your body. And when it returned, you were able to feel the aches and pains because they were doing some tweaking with your body, at, you know, at a cellular level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're hurting so much, okay? That's why it hurt. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you sore now?
I still feel a little perfect. Yeah, definitely. It's
okay.
Not anywhere what it was, of course, but it's.
Okay.
Yeah, I still feel that perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, there's your answer. Do you want to add to that, Brother Dinka Henry?
Nah. Yeah, I see that he's spiritual. You can see?
Yes, I just don't use it very often.
Well, you need to keep at it. Especially if you're asking for more. You need to use the gifts that you got if you want them in hand. But if you want to get better at whatever it is you're trying to do. I could see that you could see. That's why I asked.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely
all
do
right.
more good as possible. Do more good as possible. As much good as possible.
Well, you know, it's funny
no
because what I'm seeing with you, I'm also seeing that he's in between worlds. He's caught up in the physical world. Wow, you got to get out of the physical world. You're too much in the physical world. It's time for you to get out of the physical world. It's like you got one foot in the spiritual world, one foot in the physical world. Which side do you choose?
I just feel like I have to help these people, though. Like, I feel like if I'm not attached at all, then I'm going to... I'm going to be apathetic to it. And I'm definitely in that battle, trying to figure out, like, can I find a balance or do I have to choose? And I definitely won't choose the physical world, I can assure you that.
Well, let me be clear, because when I say the physical world, I don't mean that you have to just lay down and die and just go to the spiritual world.
No,
I mean
I
that
mean.
Pretty much when you choose that spiritual world, everything in the physical world is going to work for you. Like I tell all my initiates, I tell people, my clients, you know, you stuck in the physical world. Now, when you get abreast of this information of the spiritual world, and I'm talking about spiritual in the aspect, not just energy spirit, but I'm talking about the trees, being connected with nature, knowing who you are, understanding the concept as above, so below, as within, so without, understanding your being here on this earth. When you understand that clearly and you know what it is, then you need to focus on being on that side that you know what it is, opposed to being on the physical side, getting caught up in the nonsense, because you know that there's more power on that side. You know what I mean? So basically, it's like this: spiritual first, physical second. Because if you focus on your spirituality in all aspects, and I've been saying this for years on the show, family, connecting with nature, hugging a tree, talking to your ancestors, you know what I mean? Communing with the spirits, with the gods, you understand? Talking to the dirt, talking to the tree, you know what I mean? To the water. When you are in that realm right there, the physical realm is not going to matter to you. Ain't nothing going to touch you. You know what I mean? Because you understand the higher realm of a spiritual being. So my thing is, you know, we have to start deciding, do I want to be in the physical world or do I want to be in the spiritual world? I wouldn't trade what I have for nothing in this world. You can't tell me my ancestors don't exist. You can't tell me my spirits and gods don't work for me, because I see them work all the time. You can't tell me that the tree is not waving to me, because I see them waving all the time. You can't tell me that the sun don't jump for me, because it jumps for me all the time. You can't tell me if the wind don't blow when I call upon it, because it blows for me all the time. So the whole truth in the matter is, I know about that spiritual side. I know that it exists. Nothing in this physical world matters to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wala, let me ask you a question. I'm not really interested in doing a reading, but I just picked up something. Are you dealing with a woman right now?
Uh-huh.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Does this woman have a man?
Not that I'm aware of.
Or was she married before? She's not divorced or something?
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Not
that
I'm aware
of. Are you sure she don't have a man?
If she do, she's... hides it very, very well.
Say it again.
If she does, she hides it very, very well.
How long have you been dealing with this woman?
Probably for like 2 years now.
On and off?
Maybe a little longer. Yeah.
Why has it been on and off?
She's not emotionally or spiritually mature at all.
Yeah, well, you better check it out. You better check it out. You better check it out. All I'm going to say is check it out. You talk to her every day?
Oh, yeah. She lives in my house. She's my roommate.
She's your roommate?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't your roommate. Is she, if you're dealing with her, is she a woman?
Well,
shit.
We're not.
Wait a minute, hold on. So it's just a sexual thing between y'all?
Pretty much.
Okay.
We're good friends. We're good friends and stuff. We hang out and we do stuff like we're in a relationship, but we're not really in a relationship. We have separate rooms, you know, all this other stuff.
Yeah, F buddies, huh?
Essentially.
So did you ever mess with a married woman before, a woman that had a man?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
No,
I don't know, maybe she's just showing she's talking to another guy, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would prefer that. Good, move on, leave me alone. I would be fine with that.
I don't blame it all on her. You're responsible, too, because if you really wanted to leave the chick alone, you would leave her alone. Stop that. Cut that out. Cut it out. You like it just as much as she does, because anytime you don't want to deal with somebody, you won't deal with them. Cut it out. I mean, the thing about it is that if she's spiritually immature and she's physically immature, then maybe you need to stop dealing with her, because you are going through a major transformation right now,
yeah.
And a serious, you know, reactivation with this DNA. You don't want her to dirty up your circumference, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe you need to cut that off. Okay?
I agree.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, hold on for a minute, Wawa. Jay Wood, I want you to tell me about what's going on with you. You said I've been having pain and odd feelings. Explain. Jay Wood, if you're on the line real quick, we'll take you as the last caller. But let's see what's going on with you and see if me and Brother Dinkleray can see what's really going on with your DNA, because at the end of the day, a lot of us are going through a spiritual awakening, okay? And what's taking place is that we have to realize, and I told you all this years ago, that we will go through a transformation. We are dealing with spiritual awakening signs and symptoms in the body. And what's taking place is that your DNA is being reactivated, okay? So when you go to the doctors and they're saying, we don't see a goddamn thing wrong with you, we done took every test in the world, then you know what it is, okay? And you know how to deal with it. Jay Wood, if you're on the line, I want you to press 1 on your keypad. Let me go up there. Let me get you where you at. Okay, here you are. Okay, Jay Wood, tell us what's going on with you.
All right. So basically what's going on, I've been feeling, well, started with, like, little pains in my heart area, and then, like, there was some real, really weird stuff going on with my throat for, like, the past few weeks. And then, like, in the past few days, I started feeling some stuff, something, like, start feeling really weird feelings in my third eye. So that's pretty much what's been going on. Kind of like I feel like it's rising. I don't know.
What you see, Brother Dinkleray?
What are your symptoms again? You say you have pain in your third eye.
Well, no, like it's not pain. Like it was pains in my throat and my heart. Like, months ago, I started having, like, heart pain, and then I started having, like, in the past month, I was having, like, weird things going on in my throat. Like, I don't know what it was, but sometimes when I was trying to say something, I would have that feeling in my throat. It would be painful, and it would just be weird. I could feel my throat. It was kind of like throbbing, but there was something like it was something in my throat that was energetic, and I could feel it every time I was talking or I was thinking something. And then that stopped. So that was done. Now I'm having all kinds of things going on with my third eye. Like I can feel it. Like today I felt it, like I felt it deepening, like going further into, like, I started feeling stuff at the surface of my skull, and then it's like been going inwards ever since. So, So that's, and today it was going really, really deep while I was watching the video on YouTube, not on YouTube, but on Facebook Live.
Look here, me and Jay Wood, we gonna fight, because as long as you've been listening to my show. And you sat here and said your third eye?
I'll say my first eye, if that makes you feel better.
You didn't say, no, I don't want you to say it because it's going to make me feel better. I want you to say it because the truth of the matter is they got you believing that your first eye is your third eye, which your first eye came first, which is your spiritual eye, and it's always going to be first because it never dies. So don't say it because it makes me feel better.
Eye.
Say it because it's a true fact. That the spirit exists before the physical body. Thank you, sir.
Okay. First, I apologize to myself.
Think about it. Who came up with the third eye?
I see what you're saying. I get it.
All right, now that you get it right when you say it. How about that? So that pretty much means that, okay, you've been having pain where your first eye is at, right?
Uh-huh. Recently.
Now, you know what Spirit is showing me? Spirit is showing me pretty much that it's trying to open up. Like, if we can all picture our eye right now, it's sort of like it's very, you know how when you squint your eyes and you squint your eyes and you can just see very little? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It is at one level. And now what Spirit is doing is opening up a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, until it gets wide. You know how you take your fingers and open up your eyes wide? That's how I was trying to, you know, come across. So that's what's taking place at your first eye. It's funny you say that you had those symptoms because I've been having the same symptoms for the last couple of weeks, heart pains and this and that in the body, you know, and they're saying nothing's wrong, right? That's part of the same thing we just told, you know, Wawa about. You're going, your cells are being reactivated, okay? And this is taking place at a cellular level. Not only that, if you all remember, and I think you were on here, Jay, when we were talking about the Mandela effect, and I had everybody looking it up, and then we were going into the effect of how the human anatomy has changed, where the heart is no longer in the left, it's now in the middle of the chest, you know what I mean? You remember
that?
Yeah,
because I can't even check my pulse at the same place anymore.
Really?
See?
So, I mean, this is something that, you know, we as a people, those that are on the line, it may sound not that interesting to you, but I suggest that you make it interesting and go look it up, because these are things that are actually taking place. And years ago, I had people calling me, and they were really running to the doctors, and they were going through changes. And these people were, you know, taking all kind of tests, finding out that nothing was wrong, okay? Nothing was wrong. So with saying that, you still got to question it. Well, if I'm getting all these tests and nothing's wrong, then you got to go to answer something, all right? Answer something going on. And it basically is what we're talking about, the DNA activation taking place. A lot of people are experiencing signs and symptoms of this reactivation, okay? And again, it's taking place at a cellular level. But that doesn't say that you don't take your behind to the doctors to make sure. You know what I mean? You always want to be safe than sorry. You know what I mean? So you want to go to the doctors anyway. And if you go to that doctor and they run every test possible you can think of and nothing wrong, then you know what it is. You are going through a spiritual awakening transformation at a cellular level. And many of us are actually, it's happening to many of us on a much, how can I put it, higher rate. You know what I mean? Some people are not going through it just as quick as we are. But because we're already on that path, you know, that's what's taking place. So, look out for it. Embrace it. And what Spirit is telling me is to tell everybody to start drinking a lot of water, because a lot of it is being done through water. Remember, your body is water. So a lot of it is being done through water, family.
Okay.
And another thing I'm getting is the vegetables, plants, vegetables, eating more vegetables. And I'm talking about raw vegetables. Raw vegetables. And when you get them, because a lot of times these vegetables are, you know, chemically messed with, take the vegetables, soak them in vinegar first, and then wash them off.
How long will we put them in? How long will we put them in the vinegar?
Oh, how long? Oh, it doesn't. I usually leave it for about 30 minutes. I let them soak in vinegar and water, okay, to get the pesticides off of it. And then what you do is you talk to that vegetable.
Vibration.
Thank you. I like to have permission to eat you. I ask that you nourish my body. I ask that you work with my body. I ask that you work with my DNA. Okay, talk to it. Again, those of you that listen and think we crazy, you think what the hell you want to think, because ain't nobody crazy over here, because we're connected with all of this. So my thing is, talk to your vegetables. I'm seeing that these beings are working through water and they're working through vegetation. Don't say I didn't tell y'all so. Any questions, Sammy, before we go?
Any vegetable in particular that you recommend?
Anything green that comes from that ground. Broccoli, okay. Lettuce, kale, collard greens, you know what I mean, mustard greens.
But I tell you this,
you know?
Brother Jay Wood.
Yeah.
The pain is going to intensify as you drink more water, especially if you drink spring water.
Okay.
Just be prepared for it.
I'll get up. I'm on it today.
Okay. And by the way, Brother Jay Wood, your spiritual ascension is on its way. Now, I want to warn you about this. When you take your spiritual ascension, you're going to see some things. Don't say I didn't tell you so. Don't panic. No. You don't understand.
Huh?
You're dealing with monatomic gold and a lot of other things that's in there. You're talking about this gold binding to your cells. And you're talking about you think you would see some things now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because you took, what did you take? You took the cosmic conscious you already. You ordered that from me a while back?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so it's you're coming. Going to the second level. Now I'm putting you on the spiritual ascension. And you think that first eye is half open, which you start taking spiritual ascension. Don't say I didn't tell you so. Be surprised if you wake up flying like Superman. I'm just messing with you. Hold on for a minute. We're going to take the last caller for tonight, y'all, because we got to get out of here. But 347, I know this is not my brother Yaya, who been missing for 10
peace
years.
And blessing. Peace and blessings. How you doing? Everything's good here, and I know everything's good there. How's everybody? You know, I called in late. Wow, I got to get acclimated with the times of the shows now because I'll be looking for you, and then you're not there, and then when I'm available, I'm like, okay. And then I listened the other day, and I'm pressing one, and I realized that it was all shit. So, what's going on, man? Yeah,
I'm not going to talk junk. I'm good. Y'all know if I don't come on here, y'all know I got other things going on. At the end
I'm
of the
sure,
day, family,
sure.
You know, sometimes I don't have time to set up the show. I've been very, very, very busy. You know, so if y'all don't see me posted on Facebook, then you know I ain't coming on. Every time I'm going to come on live, I usually post it on Facebook or if it's a rebroadcast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know I've been missing, when I get the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
I always look to see. I don't know what she's going to do. Let me go to her page. Let me go to the page and see what's going on with Nikki Love here. And, I just wanted to, I caught a few minutes of the show. See, a lot of the regulars are always supporting, you know, and I appreciate that. You know, we got to keep this movement going. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really out there that want to know answers to the same questions that you just answered for the two brothers that I heard, and they have no outlet, you know. So I'm trying to put as many people on to you through my social media and plug them on to you and people like you, so that we can all because it's a lot of fear going on right now. There's, like you said, you may have these pains. You go to the doctor says, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, but you know you're feeling something. You know, but the doctors can't find anything. And now people are really, like, bugging out because they're like, well, the doctor can't find anything, but I know there's something wrong with me. Am I going crazy? Yeah, no, you're not going crazy. You're going back to normal. It's more like what it is. And without like minds around them, that's why they think they're crazy, because everybody else is around them and they're not, in the same position or they're not vibrating as high just yet. you know.
Right.
So, and you know, it's strange to feel out of place when we're taught our whole lives to try to fit in, which is a mistake.
Yep.
Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe that's not a mistake. Maybe that was the plan to make us all take our individuality away from us and the things that makes us great and make us conform. You know, so kudos. You know, I mean, I Nikki, you know I love you. You know I got nothing but love for you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate y'all supporting and still hanging in there. You know, while I'm on and I'm out, and not while I'm not on. Y'all know that if I'm not on, I'm doing the work of the ancestors as usual, helping many people. You know, as the clientele gets larger, you know, it requires more time. You know. And I try to still come on here when I can. Spirit said, get you behind on the show tonight, and that's what I did because I had to answer some questions, you know. Not to mention, y'all, I get a lot of Facebook hits and I get a lot of, you know, text messages. Nikki, could you talk about this? Because this is going on, you know. So I try to come on. But this week I will be on. I'll be back on Thursday night for everybody who wants to tune in live because I don't have a busy week this week. So I'll be back on Thursday night and probably at 9 opposed to 10. I did it tonight at 10 because I was running behind doing some rituals. But for the most part, family, feel free to hit me up on Facebook, too, or on Twitter. I'm Nikki Love. Now I'm on Twitter. On Facebook, I'm Nikki Love, or you can look under, Nikki Love. You can look under there. Or I have my old Facebook page, which is under Kim Reese, which they never changed. They were supposed to. But it's under Kim Reese, which is my sister who passed a while back, y'all, who transitioned in 2003. But anyway, if you all want me to talk about something, just hit me up on Facebook. Post it up there. Nikki Love, could you talk about this? Da, 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 da. And I'll say, okay, you come on, as long as I can come on. But I am doing greater work for the ancestors family. People have been reaching out a lot, been getting a lot of rituals from all over the place and spiritual readings, including, you know, I told you all about the TV show. That's, you know, popping off. So at the end of the day, I'll let y'all keep y'all updated about that. But y'all know when I'm not on here, I'm not too far away, okay? Y'all still can hit me on the social media. Brother Yaldia, I appreciate you for that because many people are in fear. Many people are dealing with this, and I'm happy that you're actually spreading the word because people don't know. And then, you know, they don't want to talk to nobody about it because they think people think they're crazy. You know what I mean? People that are busy, oh, you're just crazy. Yeah, they think you got tinnitus because you hear ringing in your ears, and that ringing means something else, you know, and it's time for the truth to be told, and that's what we have to start doing, the truth to be told, you know, as long as they continue to keep us on this illusion on the news and everything that's going on, we will ignore what's really going on behind the scenes with this major transformation that's taking place with humanity, and not only that, with this earth. Okay, but anyway, family, I got to get out of here early because I got rituals to do. I ain't finished yet. Brother Yaya, thank you for shouting us out. Tell Black and Alchemist, I said hello, peace and blessings.
I will do.
I'll see y'all on Thursday night, I'm going to come on at 9 o'clock. So y'all be tuning in for 9 o'clock. I just did 10 tonight because I was trying to get all the rituals set up. But I'll be on 9 o'clock. And again, anybody who wants to talk about something, just hit me up on Facebook or just come on here. It's an open forum. I love to hear the opinion of my family. I call y'all family. I don't like the word fans, y'all family. So at the end of the day, I want to hear your opinions, your thoughts, and what y'all got to say because I know I'm not the only one seeing what I see. Brother Henry is not the only one seeing what we see. You got Wawa and Jay Wood on here going through their transformation. So, family, we need to share this with the people who are really – we're needing us to actually explain to them that we're dealing with the same things and what's going on. All right, family, well, we'll see you all on Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get over here because I got work to do and I'm tired to y'all, but I still got rituals to do. So I'll see y'all on Thursday at 9. Peace and blessings, family. Brother Thinker Henry, do you have any last-minute things you want to say?
No, that's it. I don't really have too much to say. Just peace to the family.
All righty, family. So we'll see you on Thursday at 9 p.m.
We have to save some children. We have to save some children.
Relax. Yeah.